In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We heard this morning a beautiful story of this centurion, a man who clearly had faith in our Lord Jesus Christ and who showed great humility before him. And we'll talk about that in a minute, but before we do that, I want us to make sure that we understand who this centurion was, the context in which he comes to Jesus, because that is an extremely important aspect of this story, and also touch upon some context that is extremely important for us to understand on the whole, the teachings throughout the Gospels. The centurion was a Roman soldier. And keep in mind at this time that the Roman military was by far the most powerful military that the world had ever seen. They had become a great empire, and as part of their empire, they had conquered that region where Jesus was, the land of Judea. And the centurion was one of the soldiers who was occupying that territory for the Roman rule. And during the time of Jesus, the Jews were trying to kick out the Romans. And what they were looking for in a Messiah, the Jews looking for in a Messiah, was someone who would lead some sort of a rebellion, a military rebellion, that would kick the Romans out of Jerusalem and out of Judea, so that the Jews could have what they view as their homeland, their inheritance from God. So this is the context that we see this man, a powerful person in the Roman Empire, leading one of these units, one of the main units of the most powerful military in the world. He comes to Jesus. He comes to Jesus, this person who does not have a great military force around him, and who is going about teaching a message of peace. So he comes to Jesus, and we see, first of all, that he shows great faith. Right? He comes to Jesus, and he asks for his servant at home to be healed. And so great is his faith, we also see then his humility, because Jesus says he will go to heal her, and the man says, don't even worry about it. Don't waste your time on me and my household. Just say the word, and it will be fine. So this man refuses Jesus coming to his house, not because he doesn't want Jesus there, but because he's humble. And he says to Jesus, in other words, what is being said here to him when he talks about, I have authority over people, I say do this and they do that, jump and how high. What he's saying is to Jesus, I know you've got other people to take care of. It's not just me and my servant. I know you have work to do here. So just say the word, and it's good enough for me. You don't have to waste your time with me any further. Just say the word. And this is the faith that we are to have in our Lord Jesus Christ. Faith in his word. His word is good enough for us. We see so many times even the apostles, like Thomas, the word of the other apostles. It wasn't good enough. He needed to see Jesus himself to believe. But this centurion, this man who was a natural enemy of Jesus and his people, comes to Jesus and says, I put my trust, my faith in your word. And I am humbled before you. Not asking anything further, but just say the word. And ultimately then see that not only does Jesus heal this centurion's servant, but Jesus tells us something very important in addition to that. He talks about how in his kingdom, in Jesus' kingdom, people will come from the east and the west and the north and the south. In other words, people will come from all over the world to be part of Jesus' kingdom. It's not just for the Jews, it's not just for certain people, it is for everyone who is like the centurion, who puts their trust in our Lord and in his word. And ultimately, this is how Jesus is actually God's Messiah, a Messiah that is quite different than the Messiah that the Jews had expected. Because Jesus is telling this centurion, in essence, and telling his audience, his disciples and those who were there witnessing what was going on, The answer is not to be like this centurion in the sense of leading a powerful army and trying to conquer people. Those things, those kingdoms, they ebb and they flow. Every empire so far has fallen. Many people think, you know, perhaps the U.S., the latest empire, we think that we're immortal. Well, someday we'll fall. We don't know when that will be. But every empire, they ebb and they flow. And Jesus says this is not the answer. Violence, raising up a military power is not the answer. The answer is to make friends of this centurion. The answer is to make friends of your enemies, the Romans, and to bring them in to the covenant community, to sit at the same table of fellowship with them before the one God and the one Messiah, our Lord Jesus Christ, putting our trust in His Word and coming and sitting together and sharing of the table fellowship with one another. So ultimately, that's what we learn today, brothers and sisters, in this story of the centurion. We see once again that Jesus uses as a model, as someone we should emulate, someone who has great faith and humility, someone who was the enemy of his people. So often Jesus does that. He uses examples of people who we would normally tend to think of as being sinful, as being outsiders, as being people that his own brothers and sisters in the faith didn't want to share fellowship with. He uses them as examples. And in doing this, he teaches us that ultimately our solution to the conflict in this world is not to continue making enemies, but it's to bring everyone in together as our friends, to bring them into the table of fellowship together in humility before the one and only God, who can be all glory, honor, and worship forever and ever. Amen.
Praise to the Lord, ye catechumens.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us, the faithful, pray for the catechumens that the Lord will have mercy on them.
Lord, have mercy.
That he will teach them the word of truth.
Lord, have mercy.
That he will reveal to them the gospel of righteousness.
Lord, have mercy.
That he will unite them to his holy Catholic and Apostolic Church.
Lord, have mercy.